Hi, my name is Brady, and here's my reflection. Over the past month or two, I was given valuable life lessons based on an important topic, success. I got to learn about several different people's backgrounds and how they became successful. We were fortunate enough to interview people with extremely different backgrounds. We were able to interview a few teachers, a police officer, a DCF social worker, a TV personality, and a local business owner. Some of these people had to overcome difficult obstacles throughout their life to get to where they are today. They also had different viewpoints on what success and what success really means. Throughout the interviews, I learned several different important lessons. I learned that an obstacle cannot get in your way of becoming successful if you put in the work and dedication to overcome that specific obstacle. For example, Mr. Bailey, a DCF social worker, played college basketball at Wichita State University, where he did not have the best experience. After college, he moved from Kansas to here in Connecticut. Here, he became successful in a DCF social worker. In the interview, he mentioned how different his life would be if he stayed in Kansas. He has his regrets of moving to Connecticut, but he also enjoys working as a DCF social worker and living in Connecticut. Mr. Bailey overcame the obstacle of an unenjoyable college experience and the regrets of moving out of Kansas, but it all paid off. Another lesson that I learned is success is whatever you make it out, whatever you set it out to be, which can be as simple as accomplishing the goals you have for yourself. You do not have to own your own business, become famous, or be a millionaire to be considered successful. If you are content with what you are doing and doing something that you put valuable work time into, you are considered successful to me. Everybody that we had the opportunity to interview was influential and inspirational, although the person who stood out to me the most was Mr. Gersha, an educator and paramedic that owns a healthcare consulting business. His definition of success is self-satisfaction. Basically, if you are happy with what you are doing, you are considered a success in his eyes. He also said that he does not measure success in dollars and cents. He does not consider you successful only based off the amount of money you make or if you're driving a sports car. Most of my life, I've always said to myself, I want to live in a huge house with a sports car when I'm older. Mr. Gersha made me realize that people don't necessarily care about that. He also made me realize that a nice house and a sports car wouldn't automatically satisfy me. I would rather be happy with what I'm doing and have good people around me. After listening to all the different people's perspectives on what success means to them, I realized that my definition of success is being content and satisfied with yourself and what you do. Every single person we interviewed had a definition similar to this one. This leads me to believe that all these people enjoy what they do and do not care if they don't have millions of dollars. This is my definition of success because you are not going to enjoy your life doing something you feel forced to do. You are going to want to live your life doing something that you truly enjoy doing.
Hi, my name is Kiara and this is my reflection. Throughout interviewing successful people, I know that there are many things I could take away from it. I listened to them as they spoke about their life and education leading up to their jobs. I also heard about what opportunities their job presented them. Not only did I learn new things, but I met amazing people who I can take a lot away from. I also came up with a new definition of success. After interviewing many different people, I learned a few things. Many of the people we heard from had to try multiple times to get where they are today. Whether they didn't get into the college they wanted to, or their first idea for a business failed, things didn't go their way the first few times they tried. If they had just stopped after they had failed, they wouldn't be where they are today. For example, Mrs. Gibbertoni, a fifth grade teacher at Rock Hill Elementary School, mentioned that she struggled her first few years as a teacher. It took her quite a few years to get accustomed to the kids and the lessons she had to teach. She also had to learn to be creative with them and not stick to only to what the curriculum says. Mrs. Gibbertoni, as well as some other successful people, taught me that the reason they are successful today is because they didn't give up. They also didn't dwell on their mistakes. Instead, they took them and turned them into a learning experience and moved on with their lives. They taught me that the best thing to do when you make a mistake is to move on and turn the bad experience into a good learning experience. Over the course of our interviews, I learned a little something from each and every one of them. One person in particular I feel like I enjoyed a little more, this person was Ryan Christopher, a TV personality at CT Style at Channel 8. Every morning he wakes up when most people are still going to sleep. He had to work hard to get where he is today. Even though he spends most of his day working, he's still able to pursue his other interests, such as baseball. Ryan didn't give up and kept working hard to secure a job at WTNH as a personality on CT Style. I also enjoyed his interview because of how nice and funny he was with us. He talked about being on the news in front of thousands of people like it's nothing. He told us jokes, told us about his hobbies, and made us feel comfortable when we asked him questions about his life and job. Throughout the course of the many interviews we had, Each successful person was asked to give their definition of success. After hearing all of their thoughts and opinions on what it takes to be successful, I was able to come up with my own definition. I believe that success is something that is based around happiness. If you're not happy with what you do, what's the point? You could do something that makes a lot of money with what you do, but what's the point if you live your life unhappily? You could have a job that makes no money, but as long as you're happy doing it, you're successful. Mr. DeFusco owns an ice cream shop. He enjoys talking to people and interacting with them. Business may be slow on some days, but since he gets to spend every day interacting with people, he's happy and successful. I especially like Mr. Gersh's definition. He told us that success isn't measured in dollars and cents, but it's measured in how happy you are and that you're surrounded by people you trust and care about. Each and every one of the successful people we interviewed told us a story. They all led to very diverse career paths, yet they all seemed to have a few things in common. It took all of them at least a few tries to get where they are today. They all had to work hard and persevere when they were continuously turned down. If they hadn't been determined enough to fight through those challenges, their lives would have been much different. All in all, I believe that success is when you are truly happy with what you do, no matter what your job is or how much you make.
Go. Hi, my name is Mackenzie, and this is my reflection. Everyone has a different view on success. Some may deem you successful, while others think you haven't accomplished anything at all. In STEP, my peers and I have gotten the chance to interview and contact certain people who we think are successful in life and see what they believe success is. Basically, instead of giving a generic Google search definition, everyone gave their own unique meaning of the word. After all of this, I was able to benefit from this experience and create my own definition of success. Over the past few months, I was able to learn a couple of things from the interviewees, like don't set extremely high goals for yourself. You can set goals that you think you can actually achieve because becoming a famous billionaire can't be accomplished in one night. You need to take baby steps to become successful. Another lesson I learned is to never give up on your dreams. If you fail the first time, don't lose hope. Continue moving forward. There's always obstacles in your way on the path to success. When my dad was trying to become a police officer, he didn't make it the first time, but didn't give up on his job. He kept going until he was accepted, and now he's a high-ranking police official. Out of all the successful people we've interviewed, the most inspiring guest for me was my dad, PJ O'Malley. He's a lieutenant officer in Brantford, and he works hard for both himself and his family. He grew up at a time where 12-year-olds work paper routes instead of sitting in the room playing Fortnite. He may not be the underdog that started from nothing and grew up to be everything he wanted to be. However, he worked hard and put in a lot of effort to achieve his goals. In my eyes, my dad is the most successful and influential person of all the interviewees. After listening to all these podcasts about success, I was able to create a definition of my own. In my opinion, you're successful if you're happy with your life and what you're doing. If you're someone who is working minimum wage but loves his or her job, then you're successful to me. I also consider someone hardworking successful as well. If some rich kid gets whatever they want and everything is handed down to them, then they aren't successful to me because they haven't worked hard once in their lives. To be successful, you have to work hard for your dreams but also love and enjoy what you're doing. To sum up, everyone has their own opinions and views on success. You can be successful to some, but while being unsuccessful to others. After hearing everyone's stories, I was able to get a better view on success. Success isn't about money or being famous. It's about the journey and hard work you put into it. And to anyone who thinks their dreams cannot be accomplished or they've hit rock bottom, don't give up and keep going. The only way for you is to go up.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and this is my reflection. Everyone has a different perspective on what success is. Every definition is unique to each and every person, whether it's being famous and getting $1 million or being happy when you wake up every day. Over the course of the past few months, we have interviewed many people, discussed their different careers and definitions of success. I also learned many things from this experience. We had so many influential people come in to interview. This ranged from news anchors to teachers to police officers and many more. During this time, I came up with my own definition of success. All this talk about success makes you really think about what you want to do in life. As I am leaving middle school and about to enter ninth grade, I feel it is important to have learned something from this experience. This experience has really opened my eyes on how the real world works. I also learned that you're not always going to go where you first wanted to, but you should enjoy where you end up. I learned how hard you really have to work to get where you want to go in life. Also, I've learned that I'm not always going to enjoy every part of what I do as I grow up, but that I should enjoy most of it. Through all these interviews, I have been fortunate enough to meet very influential people. Each person had a special story to tell. It is hard to choose who is most inspiring to me, but if I had to choose, it would be Mr. Bailey. Mr. Bailey works for the Department of Children and Families, or DCF. He really taught me the most out of all the people we interviewed. I learned from him that no matter where you come from, you can be successful. The thing that inspired me the most out of what we talked about is what he does for these families and these children that are going through a tough time. What he said was very inspiring to me and changed my perspective on a lot of things. Before I did this project, my definition of success was different than it is now. It is safe to say that I have a new view on what success really is. Success shouldn't be measured in how much money or how famous you are. Success is different to every person. It should be tailored to your goals in life. If your goal is to write a book and you did that, you can call yourself a successful person. That goes for anything in life. Another most important part of success is that you are really genuinely content with your life. This doesn't mean you have to love every part of what you do for a living, but you should enjoy a lot of it. The inspiring people that we met really changed my perspective on what success is. I used to think that success was just being famous, but it's more than that. The people that we interviewed taught me great life lessons. I also learned about all the mistakes I will make in life that I will not always end where I want to be. All in all, to sum up my definition of success, I would say that success is being happy in life and reaching your goals.
My name is Ryan A., and this is my reflection. This trimester and step was very influential and greatly helped me and will contribute to my success in the future. I met many great people who gave our class their great advice and wisdom. They all had different jobs, but they still had the same advice to give to us. They told us the mistakes they made and what we should do to avoid these mistakes so we could be as successful as possible. Everyone we interviewed had a common theme: hard work will result in success. I'll use their great advice in the future so I can be the best I can be. After listening to 7 successful people, I learned what it takes to be successful. They all agreed that working hard will lead to success. Mrs. Gibbertoni said, when you could be recognized for being a hard worker, great things happen. I like the statement because I know from experience that working hard will result in good things, and if you don't work hard, you won't be successful. Mrs. Gibbertoni also said, there's no job beneath you, meaning every job is equally important, and no matter what you do, you could still be successful and achieve your goals. Mr. Christopher said, it is good to make mistakes because you could learn from them and be better than you were before. I also learned that success is different for each person. For someone, success may be being happy with your job, but to someone else, it may be accomplishing your goals. The most inspirational person to me was Mrs. Gibbertoni. She gave lots of great advice to our class, which I'll use in my career. I like how she taught us about how important hard work is in being successful. She said that you have to be pushed to your limits to be the best you can be, but you can't be overconfident and think that you can do whatever comes at you. The best thing that she said was that every job is just as important. There's no job too big or small for you. You can't judge how successful you are on the job you have. My definition of success is being happy and satisfied with what you do, no matter with what job it is. You can have a low-paying job, but if you're happy with what you do, you're successful. But if you're making a lot of money and you don't enjoy what you do, you're not successful. Out of all of our interviews, no one said that being successful is making a lot of money and being rich. I used to think that having a lot of money would make me happy, but after these interviews, I realized that's not what success is. After months of interviews, I have come to the conclusion that success isn't determined by money. To me, it is being happy with yourself. I learned that you can accomplish anything you want as long as you work for it, and nothing can get in the way of your path to success. Overall, I learned that the most important thing you can do is work hard, because without hard work, you will never be successful.
Hi, my name's Mary, and this is my reflection. Throughout this project, we were fortunate enough to interview many successful business owners and learn about how they got to where they are today. We were introduced to several inspiring people who were generous enough to come and share their advice with us. I learned a lot by listening to their stories, and all the guests were very encouraging. Their definitions of success were very helpful and put life into a positive perspective. This project was an opportunity to learn a lot about what it takes to be successful. When I listened to the interviews, all of our guests had said that they had made mistakes. They taught us to overcome obstacles and learn from your mistakes. I also learned to be open to new careers that may be presented to you. You could have your mindset on one in the future, but things may change for the better. Your future can be very unexpected. If you work hard, you will succeed. Out of all the interviews, there is one guest who really stuck out to me. His name is Kamar Bailey. He works at the Department of Children and Families. He came to America from Jamaica and was always involved with helping others. I admire how he helps other people who are in need and can easily build a trusting relationship with his clients.
He sets a great role model as someone who puts others before himself. At the end of each podcast, we asked each guest what their definition of success was. There are many different answers to this question, whether it be money or happiness. All of the guests gave answers that were along the same lines. My definition of success is basically a combination of their definitions. My definition of success is a point in your life where you are satisfied with everything and you are not focused on the negative side. You should live life doing something you enjoy. In conclusion, our interviewees taught me a lot. They changed my perspective of what success really is. Everyone has their own definition of success, and mine changed throughout this experience. At first, I pictured success as a business that makes a lot of money, but now I picture success as pure happiness. Our guests were very inspirational and changed the way I view success. This experience will never be forgotten.
Hello, my name is Ryan O, and this is my reflection on success. Throughout our podcasts, we've learned a lot about others' lives, career paths, and how they became successful. Our guests also told us about how they deal with mistakes they made throughout their careers. Listening to these successful people has made me reflect upon what I've learned, what I've heard from them, and I've come to realize that success comes in many forms, and it's not the same for everyone. After hearing from the many successful people that my step class interviewed, I learned that there is not just one dictionary definition of success. It isn't about how much money you make, and as most of the people we've interviewed have said, it's more about happiness than how rich or famous you are. My favorite definition from our interviews came from my mom. She said, "I think my definition of success is that you wake up every morning and you're happy with the life that you're leading, regardless of what it is. If you want to be a pizza delivery man and it makes you happy, by all means, be the most successful pizza delivery man on the planet. If you want to be the next Elon Musk, by all means, do what it takes to be the next Elon Musk." I think that's very interesting to think about, because it doesn't really matter what you're doing with your life as long as you're happy doing it. The guest that was most inspiring to me was Ryan Christopher from WTNH Channel 8. Although he's kind of famous, it doesn't make him instantly successful. What does make him successful is that he makes other people's days better while on TV. He's funny, and by doing his job, he spreads positivity. Some people that even have good jobs like he does come to work every day and just do what they need to do to not get fired. Ryan Christopher puts energy into everything he does, making him a fun person to watch and be around. All of this influenced me to come up with my own definition of success. So no matter what you do or how much money you make, you can be successful. No one can stop you from being happy or enjoying what you do. Through this project, I saw how much my definition of success changed, and it's made me think about the other side of things, not just the exact definition.
I'm Alexa Gershaw, and this is my reflection. Over the course of this unit, I have learned many things. Guests have come and go, but the messages they have taught us will stay with me. This experience has been very beneficial. I have learned so much. I have had my favorite guests, but most importantly, I have formed my own definition of success. The people that have come through this building or allowed us to come to them have taught me numerous things. This experience has been very eye-opening. I have seen the different backgrounds that our guests have come from and how that has shaped them into the person they are today. We have heard from a DCF social worker, a police officer, two teachers, a TV personality, a paramedic / consultant, and a local business owner. These people have had the same message in different forms. No matter the obstacles, you can get through them and come out stronger on the other side. They all taught us that their experiences have helped them tremendously. This experience has also taught me to appreciate the people around me. Every guest seemed very grateful for their family and their role model. I am beginning to see that there will be people by my side throughout my journey to success. I have also learned that the number one thing is to work hard. You can get anywhere if you set your mind to something and make it a priority. The guests told us that these years count regardless of if we think so or not. I learned if you want to be successful like the people that we interviewed, you need to go into things with a good attitude and an open mind. Although every guest had very important things to say, there was one message that stood out more than others. The guest that was most influential to me was my dad, Mr. Gershaw. He's a paramedic, teacher, and healthcare consultant. His responses showed me that he is hardworking and dedicated. Mr. Gershaw's definition of success is one of the main reasons I found his interview so fascinating. He told us that he doesn't measure success in dollars or fame, but in self-recognition and pure happiness. I found this to be different from other people's responses. I learned from his interview to never do things hoping to get something in return. He's a very selfless man, and his number one priority is the protection of his family and community. I admire that. I especially enjoyed his interview because I am looking to go into the medical field. It was very important for me to hear about the day-to-day things that happen and get advice on how to one day get there. Mr. Gershaw also told the class that you have to put in work as a freshman and not just think you can skate through high school like some people did with middle school. He warned us that the work would be hard, but it will someday pay off when you are able to go into a good college and continue your life from there. That resonated with me. I learned numerous things from this interview with Mr. Gershaw. The number one thing I took away from his interview was his take on what it means to be successful. Everyone has a different stance on success. We all have our own definitions that vary from others. Your definition can also change. Through the course of these interviews, I have heard different definitions and compiled my own. It will most likely change over time as I progress in my educational career and life in general. As of right now, I think success means to wake up every day and be happy with who you are and what you are doing. If you can't wake up with that attitude, you are either running away from what you really want to become or have listened to the negative people of society that always make it seem like you can't make it. You never have to settle. I think that if you can't find happiness from within and care for the people around you, you aren't successful. Being on tabloids or having a huge house that you bought with your unreasonable amount of money doesn't mean you are successful in my eyes. If you are successful, you should spend every day content in who you are as a person and not let the amount of zeros in your bank account define who you are. Overall, this experience has been very helpful in numerous ways. It has taught me that people aren't always who they seem on the outside. Everyone has their own story, and no one else's is more important. I am privileged to have heard from people of different backgrounds and professions. The people that we interviewed truly embody success and can be role models to anyone looking to go into that profession. As I move on to the next stage of my life, I will remember what each person has taught me and continue to think about what it takes to be successful.